Simon Shinchav Ches, Sivchav. The Machaber says you can't put yain, wine, into your eye as a refuah. In the old days, you use wine for a refuah, and that's a refuah. But now we're gezeron, mishum, shchikas, samamonim. Now, what do they put on top of the eye? So, put on top of the closed eye, if you're going to be opening and closing your eye, then it's aser. It's still nicker that you're doing it for a refuah. However, if you're not going to be opening and closing your eye, it's mutter. It's not nicker for a refuah. It could just be for a chitza. Shabur explains in the old days they actually use yayin to wash out their eyes, and therefore it will be mutter, and therefore he says from the Achrayim that nowadays no one's reichitz there, it's on the dark to reichitz your eyes with yayin, it will be also, it's still nikkur for a fool. Reg tuffel is fresh saliva. Shabur explains from the saliva first thing in the morning before you eat anything, so putting down the eyes also is nikkur for a fool, and the Machaber says it's also, even put it on top of the closed eye. The Shabur explains here, no one dream it's being done for a chitza because saliva is mias. It's obvious it's for a fool no matter how you do it. If you wash out your mouth with water and then you put that on top of your eyes so there's a little saliva mixed into the water, there it could tackle like a rechitza and there it's mutter. Also, Mishnah Berurah says that someone can't get their eyes open, the eyes are still closed, they want to make it wet with this fresh saliva, that's mutter, that's machana refuah. If it's refuah, it's also shchikas samanim, as long as it's nikkur, that's for refuah. But to get the eyes to open, that machal doesn't have a shem refuah, it's not considered refuah and it's fine. Sivchafal, if a person could soak kilurim, is also something they use for refuah on the eyes, could soak in there of Shabbos, put on the eyes on Shabbos. And it only looks like a rechitza, as long as you don't open close your eyes, it's fine. There's no chashash, a person can come to shchikas amonim, because since he has to soak on Erev Shabbos, he's a hecker. Mishnah Berurah explained, it's partially the hecker, it's a reminder for him that he shouldn't come to shchikas amonim. In the previous sif, it just couldn't be obvious to others it's for a fool, we're not worried the person himself. The person himself, he knows there's an element of just washing his eyes for tainug and what he's doing. But here, he needs something that's clearly only done for a fool, and he's a hecker for himself, that he shouldn't come to shchikas amonim, but soaking on Erev Shabbos is good enough. Sivchav Beis, a brisky maver, could push off the gled that's on the maka, like a scabby type of thing on the maka, and could also smear it with shemen, could smear it with oil on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains, in their days, people would smear themselves with oil, even healthy people. It's not nikkur, it's for a fool. But nowadays, it's not so pashut. But in the olden days, it wasn't nikkur for a fool, b'chla, healthy people did it. And Machaber says, even at the end of the maka, the Mayer Maka, all that's left is tsar is mutter, Mishnah Berurah is different girsa. There's no tsar, there's only tainig ba'almo. It's doing it for tainug, so that's mutter. Shabur explains that behemoth, it's also the shmir or shaman for tainug. By a person, it's mutter. Machaber says you can't use chalev, fat, because you're going to be melting it, you're going to make it be nimuach. And Mishnah Berurah says the same thing of shaman hardened oil is going to be the same problem as chalev, and that would be the same problem because nimuach because it melts. The Machaber says you can't put shaman and chaman, shaman hot water mixed together on top of the makal. The Mishnah Berurah brings to the Magen Avraham that's mashba, that hot water by itself, mutter, same as shem by itself, mutter, on the combination of the two of them together is a problem. Also, you can't put on a moich, on a piece of cotton, to put it on top of the makal. Mishnah Berurah says the same thing, if the moich was on the makal first, you can't put the chaman and shemen on it, or the chaman alone on it. What you could do is you could put it outside the makal and let it roll down onto the makal. That's not nikkur, it's for a fool, and that you can do even nowadays. We don't use shemen so much for shmir itself, so shemen is usually obvious nowadays, it's for a fool. You don't put anywhere near the maka, it just rolls onto the maka, that's fine. Sivchav Gimel, you can put sfeig, it's like a spongy thing, or chtichas begam yivashim, dried up piece of clothing, or that either old or new, as long as that's something that does refuah, it's not therapeutic, you're just putting it on top of the maka, and the maka shouldn't get scratched by your clothing and reopen, that's fine. As opposed to old pieces of clothing, they felt it was good for refuah, it did refuah itself, so that's a problem to put on because it's actual refuah, but only if it was never previously used as a fool for a maka. But these old pieces of clothing were previously put on the maka, so then it was felt that their therapeutic power is used up, and then you could put it on top of the maka, because we're not afraid that it's doing a ma'aser refuah, because its potency for a fool is already done, it's already used up. But the klal is anything that works for a fool. You cannot put on anything just to protect you, that the clothing shouldn't scratch, any bandage like that is fine, as long as you don't put anything on that's therapeutic. Sivchav Dal, you could put an ala, a leaf on top of maka on Shabbos, because the same thing, you're just protecting it, that it shouldn't get scratched. As opposed to algafan leaves of a grapevine, that those things they felt works for a fool. That's the klal. Anything that works for a fool, Mishnah Berurah says, any such leaf that works for a fool, you can't put it on. The mosses says you can't put a gemi, like rubber on the maka, also works for a fool. The rabbi discusses is a chilut lach and yavish. He says that it seems there's no chilut of the gemi if the rubber is lach, or if the rubber is yavish, if it's dry, it's the same thing. Mishnah Berurah would sign the arsa ma'amakemis that if it's yavish, it'll be muksa. Maybe we're talking about a case you appeared here from before Shabbos, you're making it, if it's not muksa, it'll still be usher. After fool, anything they felt in those days that could be therapeutic and work for a fool would be a problem for a fool. As opposed to anything else, you could say it's just there to protect.